Lawmakers authorized the creation of a sobering center more than 3 years ago. The idea was to provide an alternative to the emergency room where drunk people can sober up. But it's been on the drawing board ever since, with state, Providence, and nonprofit partners trying to figure out a way to fund and operate it. Now, the newly dubbed Recovery Navigation Program is close to becoming a reality. It's under construction on the second floor of Emmanuel House, a homeless shelter in Providence. It's a pilot, and it's slated to cost about $850,000 a year.
This is going to be where the Recovery Navigation Program will be next month.
Nonprofit mental health care provider the Providence Center is taking the lead running the program. Spokesman Owen Helene tours the bare-bones space.
So we finished demolition, and as you can see, we've started framing out the space where we'll serve the clients.
Helene says the program is designed for patients some emergency medical technicians and 911 operators have called frequent flyers.
So the Recovery Navigation Program is designed to serve people who are chronic inebriates, who abuse alcohol, get intoxicated, are most often transported to hospital emergency departments, stay a while, are discharged, and then that process repeats several times a week.
Helene says they hope to break that cycle at the new center and save the health system some money. Providence spends about $500 for each ambulance run, and the city's public safety officials say about two-thirds of those runs are for non-emergencies, like transporting a drunk patient to the ER. The emergency department visit itself can cost hundreds of dollars, and that's just for a bed, a sandwich, and a place to sleep it off. But there's a better, cheaper way of doing things, Helene says, that can lessen the burden on emergency rooms and ambulances and connect patients to the help they need to treat their addiction. Lauren D'Andrea will manage the center when it's up and running.
And if I'm your client, this is our admission desk.
She says ambulances have agreed to bring drunk patients here if they're medically stable. Nurses will monitor them.
So once they're done with the nurse and the nurse believes that they're safe to kind of move on, over on this side, what we have is really a lounge area. They'll be able to meet with a case manager and a peer recovery specialist.
That recovery specialist knows addiction firsthand and can talk to patients about their options. While the center remains an empty space for now, you can imagine it full of patients. One room will hold several patient beds, the other places to sit and meet with counselors. Clients can shower and change, and if they need other help like a place to stay, there's a shelter downstairs. Cambridge, Massachusetts has been operating a similar sobering center for several years now. They've seen emergency services costs decline, and some clients are ready for the helping hand to get into recovery from addiction. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.